Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find on the site there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of her radio show, ALP. What is it, Allie?
ALP is a show where I and my co-host, Ellen Ball, take on a new issue every week. We do it Saturday nights on LRN.FM from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and that is Eastern Time. Tomorrow, we're doing a show on Halloween, which is my favorite holiday, and it's one of those things that I just developed as my favorite holiday because I love the fall and I love the tradition and trick-or-treating and all that, but I didn't know a lot about the history of Halloween, and so there's some interesting theories behind that, and also just about how it's like changed and these different like religions coming in and taking credit and also bashing at the same time. So it should be a good show.
So tomorrow night, an extra spooky edition of ALP.
That's right.
And ALPshow.com.
That's right.
Site. Also ALP what on Facebook?
It's facebook.com/ALP podcast.
Okay. So ALPshow.com, you can go and download past episodes, which you've been doing them for at least 3 months now, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
So right on. So more of Allie available at ALPshow.com. Now, our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you'd like, you can comment on the whole NSA situation, and hopefully we'll hear from somebody tomorrow night who will have been at this protest. So if you're in the D.C. area and you want to give us a recap, kind of an executive summary of how things went or how things go tomorrow, please feel free to call into the show tomorrow night. So in other news, Allie, I know that you've been wanting to talk about this healthcare debacle, talk about more government in your life and getting ever more intrusive. This is, of course, a perfect example of that. And I have to admit that all I've heard are the headlines. I'll wake up in the morning, wake up at 9 when I get up to go make phone calls to radio stations. You know, I usually wake up to the radio when it goes off, and I'll hear the headlines about something about this system's not working, and there's like every day there's some new headline about this. But really, that's all that I know, and I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, knowing absolutely next to nothing about this, I can't say I'm surprised, because government fails at pretty much everything it attempts to do. So here they are trying to provide people with some sort of a system in which that they can sign up for insurance,
right,
and it's broken right out the gate.
Right. Well, universal health care has been something that so many presidents have talked about wanting to do as policy. They've had platforms around it for a long time, and there's been a lot of people, typically liberals, who have supported it. And so now it's here is the idea. October 1st is supposed to be the first day that the website, healthcare.gov, was supposed to make its debut, where people who didn't have health insurance could go and find out what their options are and sign up for universalized health care. But apparently, it turned out to be a big embarrassment for Obama, because there were so many glitches with the website that less than 10% of people who signed up were able to get through the whole system, the whole process.
Wow.
Now, from what I hear, the reason that it was bottleneck is because they didn't want to show people prices up front. You had to go through people that would look at your financial history. You know, you have to insert all this information from all these different providers, and then you can see the prices. People, the government, the administration was afraid people would get sticker shock if they saw the prices up front. And so, but the website's going to be reworked and hopefully.
Well, this story says that the website glitches could be fixed by the end of November, says Jeffrey.
That's a whole other month.
Yeah, I know.
Now, look, I know how difficult it can be to do web stuff. I mean,
but imagine if Free Talk Live was down here, like, next month, you guys. No.
Right. Yeah. Look, I've got an incentive to get something working. But I can understand from, for instance, the AMP program for Free Talk Live. That thing was in development for years. And it was just a nightmare, absolute nightmare, getting it to work and then getting all the bugs ironed out of it. And finally, now, after we started it in 2005, it literally took 7 years to get a fully functioning AMP system going. But then again, I didn't have unlimited funding either. I mean, had I been able to throw $1 million at it, I'm sure I'd have had a real spiffy AMP system and in a much quicker manner. But the government, of course, they just screw up everything. I mean, they've got all the funding they need for this. They could have hired whatever programmers they wanted to hire at whatever arbitrary price, because, you know, if you're going to work for the government, you might as well jack your rates up. If you normally charge $60 an hour, you can charge them $150 an hour. So, you know, they should have had it working for the amount of money they could have spent on it and the amount of time they had to beta test it and to make sure that it was working before you release it. I mean, you don't want to release something without having beta tested it.
Well, that's what there was a press conference when, I guess, the spokesperson for the website, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what their title is, but they're basically being hounded, especially by Republicans who are against Obamacare, about why the site was having problems. And she basically said that they didn't test it until like a couple days before it went out.
What a fiasco.
So this story is from the Seattle Times, seattletimes.com. Nearly a month into a dysfunctional healthcare rollout, Obama administration officials said Friday they have identified dozens of website problems that need fixing and tapped a private company to take the lead. Jeffrey Zients, Z-I-E-N-T-S, Zients?
Sounds good enough.
A management consultant brought in by the White House to assess the extent of problems with the healthcare.gov site told reporters his review found several issues across the entire system, which is made up of layers of components interacting in real time with consumers, government agencies, and insurance company computers. So it does sound complicated.
Well, yeah, of course. And it wouldn't surprise me either if some auditor came in there and then found out that there were all kinds of security flaws as well. I mean, you're giving up very sensitive healthcare-related information to this website. Where are they storing that? What kind of security is around
right.
that?
Even if you get through the whole process and you feel like you accomplished something, you don't really know what could happen after
right.
that.
How are you to know that there isn't going to be some hacker that's going to crack into the system and then download all your health information?
Zients is apparently the same guy that Obama called in during Cash for Clunkers. Do you guys remember that program?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently that was very flawed. They had more demand than they were able to service, I guess, and they called in this guy to help with that too. So he's from the private sector, so he's efficient, but I really don't like the idea of government becoming more efficient because, you know, that doesn't make them provide value. That just means they're more efficient and do what they do, which is wasting people's time.
Well, he's just the consultant. Right, so they've called him in to find out what are the problems.
They called him in to fix the problems.
Oh, he's fixing them as well?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Well it's not like he's going to do the code himself.
Yeah, no, not himself. He's probably hiring people for that.
Well, from what I hear, the original website company is going to oversee the changes, but they might bring somebody on. Obama gave a speech and said, we're going to bring the best of the brightest on this project.
Yeah, the one of the website contractors, Quality Software Systems, Inc., is going to take the role of general contractor shepherding the fixes. QSSI was responsible for two components of the website, a major linchpin that works relatively well, and an accounts registration feature that froze and caused many of the initial problems.
This is ridiculous. I mean, there have been sites since before this where if the whole purpose of this is to just help somebody find some insurance, there have been sites where they've advertised, hey, we'll get you the lowest rates. Just come to our site. We compare different providers. I'm sure you've heard these radio commercials. If you listen to talk radio for the last decade, you've heard these sites advertised. I don't remember what they are off the top of my head, but I know that they exist where you go and you type in, I'm such and such a male, I'm between this ages, and I don't smoke, and, you know, you kind of give them basic health information about yourself, and then they go to all the different insurance providers, and they, or at least several of them, and they provide you with the prices. I've been to one of these sites. I know that they exist, and they work. So what is it that this government site is attempting to do differently?
It was supposed to be the online portal for uninsured Americans to get coverage under Obamacare, and it was touted as the equivalent of Amazon.com for health insurance.
Oh, wow. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've had an experience with this site and you want to tell us about it, although I don't imagine why anybody in our audience would be doing that. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, LifeChange Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. LifeChange Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free, should you like. You may bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And you can get tuned in, by the way, online. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you will find out how to get tuned into the show. Of course, there's online streams, which are available 24/7. So around the clock, you can listen to the most recent episode of Free Talk Live. Of course, you can download archives that go back for years. You can also get us on over 125 great radio stations from coast to coast. And you can get a full list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. There's our satellite listening options, which include our free-to-air satellite channel. You can get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM programming, including Ali's show, ALP. You can get it on your home television set through free-to-air satellite, which means that it's called free-to-air because it costs nothing per month. All you have to do is you have to buy the equipment just once, you know, get your satellite dish, get the receiver, the cable to connect the two, and have it installed or do the install yourself. And from that point on, as long as the equipment is around, you'll be able to listen to as much Free Talk Live and LRN.FM programming as you want.
Sounds like heaven.
It's pretty cool, actually, and like I said, zero cost per month. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. You know, Jason Talley, I got so excited talking about this healthcare thing in this hour, but I forgot you actually still had a story about an NSA director sitting on a public transportation bus or train or
train,
something.
Train, like Acela train, yep.
And he was being eavesdropped upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I would love to talk about it.
Yeah, so the guy's name is Michael Hayden. You know, he's just chillaxing on his Acela train from Maryland into D.C., talking on the phone.
So he's going to work, presumably.
Well, he's no longer the NSA director, but he does. I don't know what he does for a living. He's probably gets paid by corporations that contract
so
with the
former
NSA.
So NSA director.
Right.
Okay.
And so he's off the record making this telephone call, and there's somebody behind him who knows he's former NSA director and live tweeting what he's saying. So here's a story from AFP. Ex-NSA chief overheard an off-the-record interview on train. A former CIA and National Security Agency chief was overheard criticizing Barack Obama's administration in what he thought was an anonymous interview, which instead ended up on Twitter.
Wah, wah, wah.
Retired General Michael Hayden made the mistake of giving a series of interviews Thursday to reporters by phone, quote, on background, while riding a train in public. Unbeknownst to Hayden, he was sitting near Tom Matzey, a former Washington director of the liberal activist MoveOn.org political action committee, who immediately divulged the juiciest bits of the exchange on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
That's so awesome.
The NSA spying
scandal. Never know
scandal.
Who's listening.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could be the NSA.
It's ironic, right?
Yeah, the shoes on the other
ironic.
Foot. The NSA spying scandal, CIA secret prisons abroad, and Obama's smartphone were all topics of conversation. Word of Hayden's comments came just hours after reports that the U.S. government had spied on 35 world leaders, which you talked about earlier. It also follows recent damaging revelations that the United States tapped German Chancellor Angela Merkel's mobile phone, triggering global outrage amid a widening NSA spying scandal. Former NSA spy boss Michael Hayden on Acela behind me blabbing on background as a former senior admin official. Sounds defensive, unquote, Matzey tweeted at 4:20 p.m., more than an hour after the express train had left Washington, headed towards New York. On Acela, listening to former NSA spy boss Michael Hayden give off-the-record interviews, I feel like I'm the NSA, except I'm in public, he tweeted. Hayden was being interviewed by several reporters, likely including Time Magazine's Massimo Calabrese, according to Matzey, and asked each time that he only be interviewed as, quote, former senior administration official. Hayden was being interviewed by several reporters, likely including Time Magazine's Massimo. The former spy chief spoke with a journalist about allegations that the U.S. spied on foreign allies, a famous BlackBerry, Obama's, and was bragging about rendition in black sites, said Matzey. An increasingly nervous Matzey worried that he would be found out by Hayden. Because remember, he's posting these things on Twitter.
Yeah.
So somebody could see them on Twitter and tell Hayden.
In theory, or tell the NSA, but
right.
Apparently that didn't happen.
Phone ringing. I think the jig is up. Maybe somebody is telling him I'm here. Do I hide? He asked some 15 minutes after he started tweeting about Hayden's conversations. New call. I am totally busted, I think. Although Hayden's office did apparently call him, Hayden, to inform him of tweets, the former spy chief graciously offered Matzey an interview. The pair discussed foreign spying and the Constitution's Fourth Amendment barring unreasonable searches and seizures as they sat in the train's first car from the back, according to Matzey. quote.
That has to be the best way to handle something
twist.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. That has to be the best way this guy could have handled
it. He could pound his fist and stomp his feet. I mean, what could
that
do?
But he's in public. That's the whole point, is that he's talking in public, and he's in a public space. And I think maybe this privacy issue wouldn't be so scary if you... I mean, the fact of invading another person's privacy, the act of doing that, is just wrong. Mm-hmm. But then the potential bad stuff that could happen to you if someone was to leak your private information is how shareable it is. You know, you can't escape anywhere. You can't move on to the next town where no one knows who you are. It's online now, so everyone knows about it. And I think that's what is especially scary with everything you say being on the record.
So it continues, I just had a very nice conversation with Michael Hayden. He was a gentleman and we disagree, Matsy said. He tweeted a picture of the two smiling with the conservative hack Hayden wrapping his arm behind the activist seat. The caption read simply, win. Matsy, who now runs a renewable energy company, later tweeted, I have to say, I'm actually a little afraid. The intelligence world is kind of dark and scary.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Something else that's dark and scary is a federal prison, which is where libertarian activist and radio television host Adam Kokesh is currently sitting. It's October 24th was when he was arraigned in front of a judge. Finally, by the way, I mean, this is months later. He was arrested on federal gun charges during the summer. And this, of course, was for the incident where he appeared in some square of Washington, D.C.
Freedom Plaza.
Freedom Plaza with a shotgun and racked the shotgun and made some statement about a revolution or something like that.
We'll see you on July 4th for the final American Revolution.
Yeah, and so they went after him. They raided his home. They confiscated and charged him. The Virginia police confiscated allegedly mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, and apparently he got a gun charge there. I think it's like a gun charge and a mushrooms charge in Virginia.
Well, having them together is bad, according
to
the law.
And then also there was a federal charge as well about a gun charge, and that's what he was facing in court this week. Where he actually did plead not guilty. He is charged with possession of a Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 drug while also in possession of a firearm. The possession of the drugs is a Class 5 felony, and that's punishable by up to 10 years in prison and maximum $2,500 fine under Code of Virginia. If Kokesh is found guilty of possession of Schedule 1 drugs, he'll face an additional minimum 2 years in prison for being in possession of a firearm at the same time. And so we'll get to the story here as to what exactly he said. This is not a very lengthy piece. Just have a quick quote coming up from Adam. What did he say to the judge when he pled not guilty? It's Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment. Equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to get interactive with us in either way that you choose. You can also interact on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. There are a bunch of different ways for you to get interactive. In fact, we have a question from the chat room. We'll get to that here in a moment. You can go and enter the chat room through our webcam page at cam.freetalklive.com. All of the stuff on our site, it's completely free, so please go and enjoy. Now, to get the best home loan, you need the best rates. Property that will appraise for the amount that you need, a job or a business of your own that gives you enough income to qualify for the loan, and the ability to take yes for an answer. We now have the best rates. They are nearly at all-time lows. If you have the needed appraised value, the employment you need, and the earnings, you can make a decision to move forward. Next year, just 2 months away, getting a loan will be much harder because of new rules that have already been passed. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of mortgage experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. So I've got an update here on the Adam Kokesh situation. He is somebody we've had on the show a number of times in the past. I may not necessarily agree with all of his tactics, but I believe he's sincere. I believe that he truly does love the ideas of liberty and that he wants to see more freedom in our lifetime. I don't agree with the tactic that he's chosen of standing for gun rights in Washington, D.C., but that's what he did.
Well, it's one thing to stand for gun rights in Washington, D.C. It's another to, I guess he's a voluntarist or whatever, to present an angry face by loading a shotgun and saying, we'll see you, you know, on July 4th.
I totally agree with you, Tally. But unfortunately, a lot of people are angry out there, and it's not uncommon for liberty activists to be angry because I think a lot of people feel hopeless. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're cornered. They feel like they're all alone. I mean, even Adam Kokesh in this event was alone except for having one cameraman with him when he did this.
That was by choice.
It was by choice, but I don't know how many people would have come out to support him had he actually gone through with having a group of folks. it would have been interesting to see, although, again, I did think that it was a dangerous thing. The original plot with Adam Kokesh was to bring hundreds or like 1,000 people into the streets, have rifles slung to their backs, and then walk from Virginia into D.C. To me, that seemed like a suicide run, personally,
yes,
and it seemed like a really bad idea. I'm glad that didn't end up happening.
I think it speaks well of whatever the liberty movement is, that there weren't a whole lot of people that were going to do that, it seemed.
No, there weren't enough to make it go forward, or at least that's what we thought, and then Adam ended up doing it by himself, and now that's why he's in a jail cell. So I don't agree with the tactic, but I get it. People are frustrated with the government. They don't know what to do. I mean, that's what's happening this weekend. The NSA protest is happening in D.C., and the title, when you look at the Facebook page for Free Talk Live, I posted the link to the NSA protest, and they're claiming this is the most effective thing you can do about the NSA. And they may be right. Because what else can you do besides say to the politicians, please don't do this anymore? Well, I guess what you can do is you can encrypt your communications, right? As an aside, if you want to be private, if privacy is important to you, you have to take the steps to be private. Mm-hmm. You can't trust the phone company to do it for you. You can't trust the NSA to listen. Even if Congress is to say to the NSA, hey, you knock that off. You stop spying on people. That's not necessarily going to stop them from doing it unless they actually shut down the agency. And then who's to say that all that equipment won't go into the hands of the military or something like that?
Sure.
Right? So you can't trust the government to do what they say they're going to do if they ever were to say something like that. But what you can do is you can put your trust in the geek world and trust encryption technologies. That's your best chance, at least, in my opinion.
But when it comes to protesting, you were saying earlier about the protest against the NSA, Stop Watching Us protest, that you thought that it was going to be ineffective, and maybe besides just networking, why even show up? Because the politicians aren't going to listen to your protest. They don't care. So I had a question from the chat, and I thought it was a good question. Someone asked, why, if you actually think that nobody will listen to a protest, why do you resist the way
politicians.
You do?
Yeah.
Right. Aren't you doing the same thing on a smaller local level?
I don't like to think of myself as resisting. I realize that's a popular term to use when it comes to doing activism.
But you go to protests.
Sure. I don't consider that resistance necessarily.
Resisting, the word is better than fighting, I think.
It's better, but I still think it's very similar. I mean, people love this idea of the struggle. And for me, I don't want to struggle. I just want to be free. And I realize that the people who call themselves the state are the ones who are resisting change. Because what those of us in the liberty movement stand for is change to the status quo. So if anybody's resisting anything, it's the people in the halls of power resisting doing the right thing and resisting being moral to their neighbors and not aggressing against peaceful people. If they attack me, I am going to stand up. I'm not going to fight back, but I am going to stand up for myself. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to point out what it is they're doing. I'm going to blog about it. I'm going to video it. I'm going to release all of this, online at freekeen.com and talk about it here on the radio. But I don't consider any of that resisting. But I mean, is the sentiment of the question, why do you do anything?
Well, I think you were saying that it's not going to be effective to change the law to go to this rally.
Yeah.
So I think the question is more like, well, how is what you're doing more likely to change the law? That's how I interpreted it.
Easy. I mean, the Free State Project is a proven concept. The reason why the three of us moved here is the Free State Project. Now, the three of us may have different ideas as to how to approach activism. Like, I don't mind going to the state house and testifying. I think it's mostly a waste of time, but at the same time, I think it's also worthwhile because I've seen things change in the political system in New Hampshire. I never saw that happen in Florida, and from what I understand, it doesn't really happen anywhere else because nowhere is getting more free. New Hampshire is the most free place in the United States, and that's one of the reasons why it was chosen overwhelmingly by the members of the Free State Project, which were, it was back when the Free State Project hit 5,000 members that the first 5,000 had the chance to vote between 10 different states on which state would be the destination for the Free State Project. New Hampshire, again, won overwhelmingly, and ever since then, people have been moving here. We now have over 1,400 people who are here in New Hampshire now, closing in on 1,500, 1,400 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project, including the three of us, and these people are getting active in a variety of different ways. Some people are going and protesting. Some people are doing outreach projects. Some people are doing media creation.
And like that doesn't even include all the people who were already here, who once the Free State Project participants showed up, they were like, where have you guys been? We needed you all this time.
All the New Hampshire natives and people that have lived here a long time who love liberty. Yeah, so that, you're right. The 1,400 does not include those numbers. That's
and those are those people are helping just as much as the Free Staters
more so,
are.
If not more so. I think New Hampshire natives are on average better activists, more dedicated activists than the Free Staters. I don't want to talk bad about Free Staters. Some of them are the best activists I've ever seen. But, you know, the people that live here, they've lived here their whole lives. They know everybody. So, yes, I think there's a huge difference between doing activism in Washington, D.C. and doing it in New Hampshire, because we actually have activists here who are really great. I mean, these are some of the most dedicated activists. If you think about it, you've got to be really dedicated to pick up your life. You came from Alabama. Jason Talley and I originally from Florida. And so, I mean, we've moved across the entire country to be here in this relatively cold place in order to have a chance at being more free. And the idea is that concentrating activism works. And apparently we're not alone in thinking this, because the Free State Project just today crossed the 15,000 threshold, which I have to say, I am really happy to be able to say that that is, has finally occurred. It's been something that has been coming. It's been a long time coming. So congratulations to the Free State Project for crossing 15,000 people who have pledged, as we have done, to move to New Hampshire. Now, again, most of them haven't moved yet, and most of them probably won't move until we reach 20,000. Because right now we're at 75%, 3/4 of the way to the goal of reaching 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. That's why I do things here, because it works. Because getting together with other people who love liberty works, and there just aren't enough people who love liberty in Washington, D.C. to make even a dent in a place like that. The power is way too entrenched. The government's way too big.
Less you're not effective.
You're not going to touch those people. Here in New Hampshire, you can actually call the state reps, and they'll answer their own phone.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com. And watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque. Fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now, everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. The we includes me, Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
And, of course, freetalklive.com. You can help support the show. The site's free. Grab the archives. Listen to the live streams. Enjoy the front page where you get to control the content. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you can do that for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month in, and we take that and invest it into the show. Now, there's different things we can do with the money, and these are regular things that we do. They include buying equipment for a new radio station. If they don't have the right satellite receiver to get the show, we can help them out with that. That doesn't happen too often because most stations have what they need. But also, we use it for regular industry advertising. We'll be changing up our ads and talkers. They've got a weekday email that they send out to something like 20,000 industry people in the talk radio business. We've been advertising in there, but we're going to become more prominent in our advertising here starting next month, so I'm excited about that. And there are other things that we can do. We can reach out to radio stations. In fact, right now we're doing a fundraising drive for AMP to try to drive up to $4,000 a month. We're around $3,100 some per month right now. And if we can get all the way up to $4,000 per month, we can bring Daryl on board, our Monday night co-host, as an affiliate relations person for the show. He's already started. We've gotten somebody very generously donated his first month's pay, so he's already gotten the ball rolling, and he's doing a great job calling radio stations, which is what I do during the day. So it'll be like having two people doing the same job, and so therefore we'll be able to call twice as many stations. Hopefully that'll mean we'll get to 200 stations faster and then 300 stations and so on and so forth. So right now, when you become an amplifier, your $5 a month will be matched. There's a group of very generous donors out there who have said they will match any contribution up to a total of $950 per month towards bringing Daryl on with the show. So if you want to help us out with that, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And so if you amp for $10 a month, think of it like $20 a month, because there's the generous donor who's going to double that. So $5 a month is $10, and $10 a month is $20, and $25 is $50, and you can throw some money in here. Even if you just have a one-time contribution, that will be matched. If you have a Bitcoin to throw into the tip jar, our donors will match that as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you for supporting Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference to get these ideas of freedom. on radio stations coast to coast. We can do that with your help. So we've been talking about, well, we were talking about Adam Kokesh, and then kind of went off into a related discussion about, well, you know, why bother resisting at all? Was kind of the question
or protesting.
In the chat room. Or why protest at all? If you don't think it's going to work in D.C., why would you do anything in New Hampshire? And I don't particularly think protests work very well in New Hampshire either, but I tend to think any kind of activism is more effective in New Hampshire than whatever you could do in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., you can pour all the money you want to into that lobbying process or into the process of whatever thing you're doing there, think tankery. Jason Talley, you used to live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see any advances in liberty the time that you were there, what with all the libertarians around?
Well, there's a reason I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well, were any protests effective? Were people who are protesting for, I mean, I guess it's hard to say. There are probably people protesting because you didn't have universalized health care. And so they got at least Obamacare. So maybe they won. They would have wanted to do that anyway, I think.
I was underwhelmed with the lack of activism that took place in Washington, D.C., and when I was there, I was working at an activist organization. I had to leave D.C. and move to New Hampshire to really be around a lot of activists, because like D.C. was a think tank world or the policy world. I remember like the first Tea Party rally, or one of the first ones that started up, was in D.C., and that was like the largest thing that I've seen since, and that was right before I moved. So,
do you remember there was a couple of years ago, there was the Rally to Restore Sanity with Jon Stewart in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, and Colbert. Yeah.
How'd that work out? Is sanity restored to D.C.?
No. Good point.
I don't think so.
But I'm sure it was a good time for them because they got to promote themselves and their shows and things like that.
Well, do they go to, usually when you have a protest that's like something about like a countrywide issue, a national issue, then they always go to the Capitol. And like any country, you always hear about the protest was in the Capitol. And I wonder if they do that just because the politicians are there, or if they're also hoping that the news outlets will also be there to cover it. You know, maybe
all
they're hoping
that
the coverage of it will be greater by going to these really populated areas.
Yeah, good point.
Right. I think that's all true. And another thing that's nice about New Hampshire is that it's small. So even though we're in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire here in Keene, it's only an hour to go to Concord. If I wanted to go to D.C., that would be an eight-hour drive. So for the average person, going to D.C. is a completely unreasonable thing to do. It's really, you know, ridiculously expensive to stay in D.C. and to travel there, and it costs a lot of time and effort. If I want to go to Concord and testify on a marijuana hearing or something like that, I can go out and, you know, leave at 9 a.m., be there by 10, attend the hearing. Whenever that's done, I'm back home. I'm home by before the end of the business day if I'm going to Concord. Whereas other states, Texas, well, you want to get active in Texas and live somewhere that's not Austin? Well, you know, good luck with that. Good luck driving to the Capitol there.
I'm against decentralization. I'm against capitals, you know, whether it's D.C. or Concord. I know even like the Free State Project, if I want to be involved, I'm told, oh, go to Manchester. That's where they have the meetings. And
no, we've got meetings that happen in Keene.
Well, no, I'm talking about Free State Project.
Like official
meetings. Right.
Board members, Free State Project thing.
Yeah, those type of things, or even like planning meetings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, let's just use webcams and use technology and open these things up and more transparency. I think those are libertarian concepts.
No, I totally agree. And I agree with decentralization, but I'm only giving the example of political change, because that was kind of the purview of the question, right? If you're going to a rally, usually the purpose of a rally is to change some politician's mind. I mean, that's what their intention is. They want the politicians to be held accountable, et cetera, et cetera.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah, and I don't really, you know, believe that that'll be the case. In fact, let me pull the rally fact back up here. It's rally.stopwatching.us. This is happening tomorrow. And they're hoping that thousands of people from across the political spectrum will come there. They want the U.S. Congress to rein in the NSA. This is from the question, what's the point of the rally? Specifically, we call on Congress to immediately and publicly, number one, enact reform this Congress to Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act, the State Secrets Privilege, and the FISA Amendments Act to make clear that blanket surveillance of the Internet activity and phone records of any person residing in the U.S. is prohibited by law, and that violations can be reviewed in adversarial proceedings before a public court. Create special committee to investigate, number two, create a special committee to investigate, report, and reveal to the public the extent of this domestic spying. I think Edward Snowden's been doing a fine job of that on his own. What do we need a committee for? anymore. Number three, the committee should create specific recommendations for legal and regulatory reform to end unconstitutional surveillance. And number four, hold accountable those public officials who are found to be responsible for this unconstitutional surveillance. Mm. And I imagine points 1, 2, 3, and 4 will not be accomplished.
So the website and the movement is stopwatching.us, as in United States.
That's correct.
And so they're concerned about, don't spy on U.S. citizens, no mention
they
of the
mention
rest.
Mention everybody else in the world.
Yeah, and I'm concerned about that. I mean,
it's true.
It's a terrible practice.
They have all the same rights as we have. But I wonder, when you're organizing an event, because you've got to have some kind of purpose behind your event, otherwise people aren't going to show up. You can't just be like, party in D.C. I guess you could. You never know who's going to show up then. But if you have goals, then they have to be something that people get excited about. But how realistic do they really need to be? Because this is not realistic at all. I don't think anyone showing up actually thinks they're going to go through these points of what their goals were and think, man, we didn't get any of these. How's that possible?
I don't know what the opinions are of the people who are showing up to this. I imagine some people really do believe they can have an influence on politicians. There's always a new batch of suckers who will come along every few years who haven't paid attention to politics before, right? So this issue is going to get young people interested.
Right.
Usually young people aren't interested.
Maybe high school students.
Yeah, well, Young Americans for Liberty and Students for Liberty are involved in this.
They just took civics in high school, and they think that this is going to be effective, possibly.
Well, right. If you're fresh out of government school, and then you all of a sudden wake up to the issue that, or whatever issue it is that you've woken up to, maybe it's marijuana decriminalization, or maybe it's, the spying thing here, then you're like, yeah, I want to get involved. I'm going to try to change things. And it doesn't matter what people say to you. I can tell you, oh, yeah, this isn't going to work, kid. But you've got to go out and figure it out for yourself. And that's what's going to happen. People are going to go out there. They're going to rally. They're going to go and deliver these petitions to the congressman. And they're going to get blown off.
We shall see. Obama's poll numbers with young people has gone down, at least.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not running for re-election. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight. Disturbing story out of Japan, actually, about people... Young people deciding they're not going to have sex anymore. What's that all about?
What?
Yeah, more on the way. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog. In all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.